From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic. Welcome to the weekend. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And after watching throughout the course of the day the aftermath of Hurricane Milton, wanted to take you back to where they were at ground zero, where Milton made landfall Wednesday night, just in the half hour after the 8 p.m., which was sooner than expected. And the eye actually went over the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau has become a good friend of ours. Elliot Falcioni is there, hunkered down in his home overnight, and went out to do a survey of the damage yesterday. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, sir?
We're fine, man. We're all thinking of you guys and everybody we've seen affected by this storm. So give us the rundown there. One of the things we saw was one of the Pirates training facilities had some damage and other things there. Give us the update.
Yes, sir. I was woke up early this morning and I thought Tropical Storm Debbie, you know, affected East County homes, 10 inches of water in a lot of homes. And then we went to Helene, where we had just a lot of storm surge and sand. And now, of course, Milton. The blessing is no storm surge on Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key, even going right down the throat of the Manatee River. So that was a blessing. Where you're going to see the most destruction, and keep in mind, as of last night, 80% of Manatee County still did not have power restored. And the island was not restored either. So we're hoping that that gets turned on today on Anna Maria Island, because you cannot get any contractors, emergency type of vehicles out there as well. But mainly the damage is a lot of mobile home parks. If you had a white PVC fence, it's gone. It's on the ground. A lot of the older homes, cottages, collapsed. But I think, I tell you what, overall, no loss of life. We are in recovery mode. It is surreal to see people's furniture out on the streets when we had Debbie come through, and then going to sand piles that still exist on the island, and now just a ton of oak tree and pine tree debris. Just a crazy 6 months.
Elliot, what about the barrier islands? Did you get out to the islands at all? Or?
No, you know, I could have, but, one more person would have been too much. But, I did get reports. We did lose the rod and reel pier for Pittsburghers that have come to Anna Maria Island. It blew away. And it may never come back. You know, once you lose piers like that, the federal government normally doesn't allow you to replace them. The city pier on Anna Maria, that was one of our landing points for the water ferry. The midsection is gone. Quite candidly, that surprised me, because that pier is no more than 7 years old. But we will rebuild it. The historic Bridge Street, Larry, you've been there as well. That's in pretty good shape. Just some of the floating docks are compromised. Paul, a lot of sand, still a lot of debris out there. I will definitely get out there today. And I tell you what, thank God we didn't have storm surge, because if we did, you're sitting here 6 months from now trying to get businesses and families back in their homes.
Yeah, number one is how many people will be displaced from their homes that are residents. And then a really important time coming up where economically the region relies on, you know, the snow, birds, and in your case, spring training, too, and all that goes with it.
Yes, and as we sit here right now, we have no occupancy in our hotels. Let me correct that. You know, we have no vacancy in our hotels, because we are hosting displaced residents, contractors. We have 400 National Guardsmen coming in today with 30 tactical vehicles. And we have a ton of power companies that we're mobilizing right now. So, Larry, I really believe in my heart that within the month, maybe in a few weeks, the mainland of the Bradenton area will be open for business. The hotels were not compromised. And I believe probably in about a month, we'll have a small percentage of short-term rentals on the island and a small percentage of restaurants on the islands open for business. And it's our job as the Tourism Bureau to really keep our target market up to speed with where we're at, being very accurate, very honest. So they come down here and they can enjoy what they enjoy best. And hopefully the beaches are still in pretty good shape. Without the storm surge, we should have some nice beaches for people to enjoy in about a month or so.
One other quick question, Elliot, about the tornadoes. I saw a map of where they touched down this morning, and it seemed like they were mostly to the east and south of the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Was there a tornado touchdown or anything like that in your area?
No, sir, not at all. And I think because we were right in the eye of the storm, mentioned to Larry yesterday, it was the most surreal thing. It was so calm. The air did not move for 45 minutes. South Sarasota into Lee County, even parts of Collier County, we had 38 touchdown tornadoes in the state of Florida from that storm. And as you all know, that 3 to 6 o'clock, the dirty side of the storm is really what causes those tornadoes to touch down. But we were blessed. My tornado alarm did not go on at all, during the storm.
Elliot, we appreciate the update. I'm glad no loss of life in your region, and certainly you're safe. And anything we can do to help support the effort, we will do and appreciate it. And now, if you don't mind, we'll check in maybe the beginning of the week after you've had a chance to really absorb the the beaches and every other area around there.
Yeah, 100%, Larry. Update on the Sarasota-Bradenton Airport. The airside terminal did peel back the roof a little bit. It was supposed to be open today. It's going to be open tomorrow morning. So for Pittsburghers that have second homes or live down here, you'll be able to fly into Sarasota-Bradenton Airport as early as tomorrow.
Oh, great update. All right, Elliot, stay safe.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Appreciate your support.
Elliot Falcione, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And I want to mention